Yeah, I'll have a cosmopolitan, please. Thank you. I can't believe this. How dare he break up with me? Like, what? Thank you. God, I could really use this drink. Oh, yeah, sure. Nobody's sitting here, so feel free. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but you look really, really familiar. I mean, I know I've seen you somewhere before. I just can't pinpoint where. Wait, what? That's you? No, you've changed so much. I mean, wow, your hair, everything, really. I would have never recognized you. What happened? I thought you left. You were supposed to go to another city. I forgot which one, but. Are you kidding? We used to be like the best coworkers ever. And then you left, and I was a little lonely without you. This is so insane. What if thought I'd run into you in the bar? Yeah. I'm kind of glad that my ex-boyfriend brought me here so he can break up with me just so I can meet you. Sorry, that was a lot to unload. Yeah, I just went through a breakup. I don't know. I honestly have a feeling that he was just cheating on me. For a while, we hadn't been doing anything together. We hadn't been talking. I felt like we were becoming distant. Then when I went to talk to him about it, he just says that he doesn't have feelings for me anymore. I mean, I get it. I've been fixated on work and stuff, but it sucks. We were together for years. So for him to throw something like this away so easily, it makes me question if he ever really cared. Sorry, I don't mean to dump everything on you. You're probably here to have a good time. But then again, you are at the bar, so what are you doing here? Trouble in paradise too? No. Huh. Interesting. Well, what are you doing here then? Just wanted to get a drink. You look like a whiskey guy. Do you like whiskey? Who are you kidding? I think you do. Oh, there you go. Ordering a whiskey. I know a whiskey guy when I see him. They call me the drink expert. Yeah. How come I'm not upset? Oh, trust me, I was plenty of upset. That's why I have this cosmopolitan with me, and this is my fourth drink of the night. I don't think it's stopping anytime soon. But I don't want to be a sad mess. Like, whatever, it's his loss. He broke up with me. This is my time to shine. Get up, look for a rebound, have some rebound sex, and get over it. Yeah, I can totally do that. I'm kind of glad that I ran into you. Can I confess something to you? But you have to promise that you're not gonna, like, laugh at me. Okay, so, when we worked together, I actually had the biggest crush on you. No, I swear, I'm not shitting you. I did. I had a really, really big crush on you. And nobody believed me. Well, why? You were so sweet. You helped me around all the time. I mean, shit, I was clueless, like, 50% of the time. And you were there to help me. You gave me advice. And you were sweet to everybody, and I always found that really hot. Yeah, I like a sweet guy. No, I swear. And seeing the way you look now, it's like, wow. I don't regret having a crush on you at all. Because look at you. Why would I regret that? I don't, not a little bit. Anyways, I suppose that you probably just want to spend the rest of the night relaxing alone. I should just get my check and be on my way. Oh, but we can exchange numbers. You don't want me to leave? Fenton, if somebody heard you, they think that you like my company. I'm not drunk. Are you blaming my flirty behavior on being drunk? How dare you? I'm just into you. I know it seems hard to believe because I just got out of a relationship, but my feelings for him were long gone, trust me. I have been over him. I prepared for this moment. And even worse, I was expecting him to tell me that he's cheating on me. He probably is, he just didn't want to tell me. And frankly, I'm not bothered by that. Because I think it's time I explore other avenues. There's a reason that we met today. I think this is fate. What? Do you not believe in fate? It's so a thing. What are you talking about? Fate is the reason that we're here today. I would have never thought I'd run into you again, honestly. I never asked, since I'm being so forward and stuff. You don't have a girlfriend, do you? Okay, good. Because then I'd question why you're letting me flirt with you. But even if you did, she'd be one lucky girl. I'd be jealous of her. Shut up. I'm gonna take it back. No, but it's seriously getting late, and I should be on my way, but... Here. What's your number? You still have the same phone number? Are you kidding? It's been like how long? Oh my god. The fact that I remember it should tell you enough. You just never change, do you? Oh, you don't like change? Okay. Makes sense. I mean, it's the number you're used to. There's nothing wrong with it. I just think it's kind of cute. Well, had I have known, I wouldn't have even asked. But I do think it's really cute that you have the same phone number. You may change looks-wise, but the personality is definitely still there. I can see it. Yeah, I know. I see it. What is it? Yeah, I do still work at the same place. You know, we're kind of short-staffed. We've been looking for new people to hire, and you have experience. You've worked there before, so... I never asked what you're doing in town. See? Business! So this is perfect. It is definitely your opportunity to leave your job and come work with me again. So we can be the bestest of coworkers. I'm not kidding. I love that. Yeah. You know, a little office fun wouldn't hurt anybody. Not that kind of office fun. Wow. But I'm not complaining. If that's the kind of fun that you want to have, then I'm down. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Seriously, though, consider it, okay? If you do want to come back, shoot me a message and I'll let the boss know. Trust me, he'll hire you in a heartbeat. He loved you. We all loved you. You brought so much energy to the place. I know it's been years, but you really did make an impact. You should have some more confidence, you know. But seriously, consider it. I would be stoked to work with you again and have that little office fun that you were talking about. Yeah, that kind of office fun. Yeah, totally. That's what I meant too. No, I'm not going to let you pay for me. Absolutely not. Don't even think about it. It's too soon for that. Unless you want to ask me out on a proper date, then maybe I'll let you pay. You have my number. I'll see you.